The Shulchan Aruch Rav states that food which does not require a bracha achrayna in its original location needs a new bracha even if one only goes from one room to another room within the same house. The Shulchan Aruch Rav continues that Shinei Makom obligates a new bracha even if one did not intend to stop eating and did not have Hesach Hadas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav states the intent at the time of the original bracha helps only if one goes from room to room within a house, but does not help if one goes from one house to another, or from the house to a yard, and this doesn't help even if one carries the food with him in his hand. The implication of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that from a house to a yard belonging to the same individual is considered a shinui makom, as if one went from a house to a house where intent does not help, since they are not both under the same roof, even though they are owned by the same individual. The Shulchan Aruch Rav rules that being able to see one's original location works even from the house to the yard, and even if one only can see a part of the original location, and one can only see it through a window. This implies that while seeing the original location is apparently stronger than merely having intent to move in the middle of the meal, it still doesn't help from one house to another house. The Shulchan Aruch Rav states that leaving people behind helps to exempt someone from making a new bracha, even when going to a separate, distant building. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav continues that it only helps when one returns to the original location, but it does not help for one to continue eating in the second location without a new bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that all of the above only applies to brei nefashos foods, since one does not need to return to say the bracha achrayna, so therefore, when one leaves the original location, that ends the meal. Wine and fruit of shivas haminim are a safek if one must return to the original bracha for a bracha achrayna, and since, practically speaking, one must return due to the safek, so therefore, as far as our halacha is concerned, no new bracha is needed, since practically speaking, you will need to return. Shulchan Aruch Rav states that there is no advantage to foods which need a bracha in their original location unless one ate a kezayis in that original location. Shulchan Aruch Rav continues that ideally one should not leave one's original location without a bracha achrayna, even when leaving people behind, unless this was one's original intent at the time one made the bracha rishayna. Shinoi makom only applies when one tarries outside the original location and is distracted from the meal, but if one only left briefly or for purposes related to the meal, then no new bracha is required. The Shulchan Aruch Rav concludes that within an enclosed room, it is not necessary to see one's original location. Anything in a single room is not considered a shinei makom.